We resume our tale at the Oreburg Gym. It is early morning and Ash is waiting outside with a concerned look on his face. Before long, he is spotted by Byron, who invites him inside and asks where his brother is. But Ash tells Byron that's what's bothering him. He explains that directly after their battle yesterday, Paul said he had to do something and went off on his own. After that, he didn't even return to the Pokemon Center last night, and Ash hasn't seen him since. Byron asks if Ash wants to go look for him, but Paul's measured voice cuts them off. He scolds Ash for getting into histrionics over nothing, then greets Byron, saying he went back into Oreburg Gate to do some last-minute training. Byron says he looks forward to seeing the results of this training, and welcomes his challenger inside. When they're both in the ring, Byron reiterates the rules of his gym from yesterday, saying it will be a 3v3, with only Paul being allowed substitutions. Paul impatiently says that he knows this already, and Byron chuckles for him to hold his horsey, since it's just a formality. Paul grunts his understanding, and Byron finishes recounting the rules, before opening with his Bronzor like before. Paul then tells Standler to stand by for battle, and the match begins. Paul takes the offensive at once, having Standler use hypnosis. Standler whinnies its understanding, while the orbs on its antlers begin to light up. Byron tells Bronzor not to look, but it's too late, and the little shield Pokemon falls asleep. Paul then reveals the second part of his plan, telling Standler to use Nightmare. Standler's antlers flash again, and the sleeping Bronzor's face screws up in a look of discomfort. Byron tells Paul that he's impressed with the young man's exploitation of Bronzor's secondary type weakness, and he says he looks forward to seeing what Standler will do next. But Paul instead recalls Standler, and sends in his second Pokemon, Geodude. He then tells Geodude to open with Magnitude, and just like with Ashes, the gym shakes, with rock spikes bursting forth and smashing into Bronzor. Throughout this, Bronzor remains asleep, clearly suffering through a terrible nightmare. And since it can't attack, Paul has Geodude repeat Magnitude. This time, the shaking is even more violent, and when a rock shard hits Bronzor in the back, it is sent flying into the wall, where it is knocked unconscious. Byron commends Paul on a perfect victory over his Bronzor, but tells him to ready himself for Shieldon. Paul decides to keep Geodude in, since Ashes was able to defeat Shieldon. At once, he calls for another Magnitude, but this time Shieldon is ready. When the earth starts moving, it jumps into the air, avoiding the rock pillars that burst up to hit it. But Paul is undeterred, and so tells Geodude to show Byron the fruits of their training with Rock Smash. Geodude flies at Shieldon with its fist glowing, but Byron just tells his Pokemon to fire a point-blank flash cannon. The attack goes off, and Paul yells for Geodude to punch through it. Geodude tries to follow Paul's order, but the force of flash cannon proves too much, and Geodude is sent slamming into the dirt without even having made contact with Shieldon. Paul snaps at it to get back up, and though disorientated, Geodude does so. Shieldon then lands right beside Geodude's crater, and Byron says to wrap this up with another flash cannon. Paul knows Geodude won't be able to withstand another point-blank hit, so goes with his last resort, ordering a self-destruct, in the hope that it will take Shieldon out with it. Geodude obediently grips Shieldon's front legs, then explodes before its opponent can launch its flash cannon. The explosion creates a cloud of dust, and when it settles, Geodude is unable to battle, but Shieldon remains standing, looking barely any worse for wear. Paul grits his teeth and recalls Geodude before sending his Standler back in. Paul tries to have it use hypnosis again, but Byron counters by firing a flash cannon at the ground to unbalance Standler, while also having Shieldon look away from its antlers. Recognizing this strategy, Paul recalls it once more and chooses Turtwig as his final Pokemon. Turtwig opens with a Razor Leaf, and though Byron says that grass isn't a bad choice against his Shieldon, he reveals that he has a special counter planned, just for grass types. He then has Shieldon use Flamethrower, which roasts Turtwig's leaves, and causes the little grass type to scamper out of the way. Paul snaps at it to stop running and get in close, so Turtwig begins running perpendicular to the Flamethrower, leaping over the stream of flame and keeping on going until it is behind Shieldon. Paul then yells for a bite, and Turtwig comes through, snapping its jaws around Shieldon's tail, which makes the Steel-type howl in pain. Things are starting to look up for Paul, right up until Shieldon starts glowing and growing. Turtwig is forced to release its hold, and can do nothing but watch on in horror as Shieldon becomes Bastiodon. Now more than three times Turtwig's size, when Byron's Bastiodon lets loose a Flamethrower, it completely engulfs the Grass-type, and KOs it with ease. Paul withdraws Turtwig and brings back Stamp with the full knowledge that nothing his last Pokemon can do will result in super effective damage. For this reason, he doesn't even bother attempting his Hypnosis Nightmare combo again, since Byron has already demonstrated a counter for it, and instead decides to try and beat this the way Ash did, with an unlikely move and a lot of guts. Paul shocks everyone by calling for a Mega Horn, and when Stantler begins charging at Bastiodon, Byron has it use Flash Cannon. Through sheer determination, Stantler is able to break through just like Ash's Geodude, and keep attacking despite the continuous damage. But when Megahorn hits, it barely phases Bastiodon. Byron praises Paul's strategy and spirit, but says if he wants that badge, he'll need to come back another day. He then calls for a headbutt, which thanks to Bastiodon's heavy mask, hits hard on the top of Stantler's head, and causes the ground beneath it to crumble away. Stantler is unable to resist, and when the dust clears, it lies unconscious among the rubble. Paul says nothing as he recalls Stantler, merely walking out the door. Ash chases after him, calling for his brother to wait up, but Paul remains silent as he makes his way to the Pokémon Center. Inside, he drops off his defeated trio and turns on his heel to leave, but Nurse Joy stops him, saying he has a phone call waiting from someone named Reggie. Paul heads for the video phones, where he is joined by an excited Ash. As soon as their older brother appears on screen, Ash asks if he's got his battle with Brandon yet. Reggie says that he has, and that he's bought plane tickets for Ash and Paul to come out and watch him become a frontier brain. Ash says he can't wait, and even the subdued Paul admits he's been looking forward to this. At once, Reggie picks up that something is bothering Paul, but when he asks what's wrong, Paul says they'll discuss it face to face. Ash, however, misses this social cue, and blurts out that Paul lost his first gym battle. Paul snaps at Ash not to go blabbing about other people's business, while Reggie says that he's delighted to hear the pair have taken the gym challenge. It admits that he lost his first time against Byron's steely defenses as well. Ash pipes up that he won in the first attempt, and Reggie congratulates him. From here, the discussion returns to Reggie's upcoming match in the Battle Pyramid, with him giving his brothers directions on how to make it to their flight, and where to meet him when they land. Both Ash and Paul promise to follow these instructions, and Reggie signs off, saying he's looking forward to catching up soon, and seeing what Pokemon they've caught. Ash then turns to Paul, and tries to console him about his loss, saying Reggie lost his first try against Byron too, but Paul shrugs this off and says to meet him at midday at the airport, before stomping off. Ash watches his brother go, wanting to follow after him, but knowing him well enough to know that he needs time to think. Having nothing else to do for a few hours, Ash plays with his Pokemon, but being Ash, he loses track of time and just barely makes it to the airport. When he gets there, Paul is waiting, and it seems like his foul mood has only soured further. He asks if Ash is too stupid to read a clock, then harumphs to the other side of the plane to brood some more. From there, the flight is easy, with Ash and his Pokemon marveling at their first time on an aircraft, and having fun ordering stuff from the flight attendants. But every so often, Ash and Paul's eyes meet, and a cloud seems to pass over Ash's good time, dampening his mood for a bit. Ash hopes Paul will snap out of his funk soon, but when they land in Viridian City, Paul's demeanor has shown no sign of warming. When they disembark, the twins are greeted by an excited Reggie, who asks if they're ready to see a great battle. Ash feeds off this excitement, but sour Paul just grunts in the affirmative. Reggie asks if they'd like to get something to eat, hoping a good meal might lighten Paul up, but Paul says he'd rather just get this battle underway, and that the sooner Reggie beats Brandon, the sooner he can get back and beat Byron. Reggie says that he's sure Paul will, with Ash jumping in to add his encouragement to both brothers, right up until his stomach growls and he admits that he would like to get something to eat. Reggie laughs, saying he knew Ash would be hungry, and so produces a jelly-filled donut from his pocket, which he gives to his brother. He then offers a second one to Paul, but he says he's not hungry. A deep voice behind the brothers then speaks up, praising Reggie and saying it was clever of him to preempt his little brother's needs and come prepared. Reggie awkwardly brushes off the praise, saying it's just part of being a big brother. He then introduces the boys to the speaker, telling them that this is Pyramid King Brandon. This gets Ash excited, and he asks if he can battle Brandon after Reggie. The older man tells Ash to get strong, take on the battle frontier, and then they can battle. Ash promises to do just that, while Paul snaps at him to hurry up and help them get the bags, so they can go to the battle pyramid. Ash runs off to help, while Brandon tells Reggie they seem like good young men. Reggie affirms that they are, and then the duo head for the car. Soon after, they are joined by the twins, and Brandon begins driving them to the battle pyramid. Along the way, Ash and Paul tell Reggie about the adventures they've had since he went to Kanto. Though it is largely Ash talking, while Paul cuts in to criticize any detail he thinks Ash got wrong or exaggerated. Finally, this gets under Ash's skin, and he says that he's been trying to cut Paul's slack after his loss, since that's what he thought Reggie would do, but he's getting tired of Paul acting like a jerk. He then goes on to say that he and Reggie are here for Paul, So why doesn't he open up, and they can talk this out together? Paul tells Ash to leave him alone, and that he wouldn't understand. Ash asks why not, and Paul says because he could never understand what a disgrace it is to be second best to Ash. This shuts Ash up, and the rest of the drive is spent in heavy silence, with Paul brooding and Ash fuming, while Reggie keeps scanning between the pair, waiting to see who will make the next move. Eventually, the uncomfortable car ride comes to an end, and the group arrive at a giant metallic pyramid hidden deep in a forest. Brandon welcomes them to the battle pyramid, but even Ash is too hurt to get excited. Instead, the twins take their places on opposite ends of the stands, while Brandon and Reggie enter the battlefield. Brandon confirms that Reggie wants a full battle, and when Reggie says he does, Brandon sends out Regirock. Reggie meets this with his Rapidash, who happens to be the mother of the Ponyta he and Ash were looking after. He tells Rapidash to use Smart Strike, and Rapidash charges in. The move hits for super effective damage, but Regirock seems unfazed. Regirock then fires a Hyper Beam, which takes Rapidash off its feet and knocks it out in a single blow. Since Regirock has to recharge after this, Reggie is able to send in his next Pokémon, but the result's the same. Reggie attacks with a super effective move, then Regirock takes out his Pokémon with a single hit. His second, third, fourth, and fifth Pokémon all go down this way, until Reggie's back is against the wall, and he sends out his ace, Drapion. It seems the mounting pressure of this battle has gotten to Reggie, when he tells Drapion to use the Poison Fang against a rock type. This does next to no damage, but it does give Brandon an opening to bring this battle to a close. He tells Regirock to use Stone Edge, which slams hard into Drapion, causing it to topple backwards. Reggie begs it to stay strong, and it manages to withstand the hit, but this victory is short-lived, when moments later a Force Punch drops the Poison Dark type and ends the match in Brandon's favor. Reggie is devastated, but his shock is nothing compared to the boys watching. Paul's face has become a mask of shock and horror, while Ash bows his head so the others can't see the tears falling into his lap. Reggie calls to his brothers, but it is too late, since Paul, still wearing his horrified mask, bolts from his seat and flees the battle pyramid. Reggie goes to follow him, but Brandon tells him no, and asks him to stay and talk a while about their battle and Reggie's future. Reggie agrees, and so asks Ash to go find Paul for him. Mutely, Ash nods, then trudges out of the battle pyramid. In the clearing outside, Ash can see no sign of Paul, and begins to worry he'll never find him in a forest this large. But then something catches his eye, fireballs bursting through the tree line, as a Pokémon's berserk scream fills his ears. Fearing Paul may be involved in whatever this is, Ash runs in that direction, until he spots Paul. The grumpy brother is watching, as a battle plays out atop a tall tree. The combatants are a group of Spearow, led by a ruthless Fearow, against a lone Chimchar. But Ash can tell something is off about the fire type. Its eyes have become red, with only tiny pupils, while the flame on its tail has grown to a tremendous size. With another insane shriek, Chimchar fires another round of embers, which manifest as those fireballs Ash saw earlier. These hit several Spearow, downing each of them in one hit, while even Fearow seems to be struggling to hold its own. In the end, it comes down to just these two, with both Pokémon being exhausted and knowing the next move will decide the winner. Fearow strikes first, flying in for a drill run, while Chimchar wraps itself in flame and launches upwards with a supercharged flame wheel. The attacks clash in midair, before exploding with enough force to shake the branches of the surrounding tree. Then, both Chimchar and Fearow fall, having given it their all and ended in a stalemate. Ash rushes in to save the fallen Pokémon, but before they can hit the ground, they are both transformed into red light. Ash looks back and sees Paul has thrown two Pokéballs, catching both Chimchar and Fearow. Paul then stows his new captures on his belt and pulls out a different ball, from which bursts blue light. Starly appears, looking very confused as to why Paul just released it, but he doesn't give any explanation, and just tells it to take a hike. While a saddened Starly flies away, Ash demands to know how he could do this to his first Pokémon. Paul scoffs at this sentimentality, and says that Starly was dead weight, and it's better that he got rid of it now, rather than after he'd invested effort into it. This angers Ash, who says Reggie would be appalled to see Paul treat Pokémon like this. Paul snaps back that Reggie lost, so that goes to show where his and Reggie's philosophy of friendship gets someone. Ash growls, but before he can think of a counter-argument, Paul shoves past him and walks back to the battle pyramid. Ash stays standing for a moment, his anger at his brother being replaced by sadness at how lost Paul has become, as well as renewed sorrow for Reggie and his defeat. But when Ash rejoins his brothers outside the battle pyramid, Reggie is anything but sorrowful. He tells the twins that after a talk with Brandon about his strengths and weaknesses, he's decided that what really makes him happy is looking after people and Pokémon, and helping them grow to achieve their fullest potential. And for that reason, he has decided to give up battling competitively and focus on becoming a breeder. Ash is supportive, though he's confused why someone as strong as Reggie would want to stop battling. But Paul is much more critical, veering into outright hostility. He barks that Reggie loses once and now is ready to throw in the towel, calling his older brother pathetic. Reggie tries to explain, but Paul doesn't want to hear it, adding that he knew Reggie was a loser, but he never imagined he'd be a quitter. With a glare, he turns on his heel and storms back towards Viridian City on foot. Ash prepares to give chase, but Brandon says it'll be quicker if they go by car. The two remaining Veilstone brothers agree, and so Brandon drives them back to town. The trio arrive before Paul, and so have to wait a few hours for him to catch up to them. By this time, cooler heads have prevailed, and though Paul apologizes for calling Reggie pathetic, he makes no indication that he has changed his view on Reggie's choice of changing paths. Reggie accepts his apology, and once more asks if they want to go out for dinner, but Paul says he just wants to get back to Sinnoh. He then surprises everyone by turning to address Brandon. He thanks the Pyramid King for teaching him a valuable lesson, then vows to one day beat him himself. Brandon says that he is welcome, not realizing what lesson Paul has taken from this experience, and that he looks forward to facing Paul in battle one day. After this, Brandon departs back into the woods, while the brothers head to the airport. When he learns that they aren't traveling together, Ash wants to go back with Reggie to Veilstone City, but Reggie asks Ash to stick with Paul, saying he can't help Paul get over whatever he's going through, but he knows that if Ash gives it his all, he'll be able to get through to his twin. Ash agrees, and so boards a flight back to Orenburg with Paul. It is mid-morning the next day when Ash and Paul arrive back in Sinnoh, and though Ash says they should get Chimchar and Fero looked at by Nurse Joy, Paul disregards this, heading straight for the gym. When they arrive, Byron is standing outside, laughing with a girl sporting short fluoro pink hair. Paul grunts that this is great. Now he'll have to sit through another loser's battle before he can have his. But the girl tells him not to worry, since she's already won her badge. This evidently angers Paul more. But the girl doesn't seem to care, instead looking back and forth at the twins, then asking if they got their starters from Professor Rowan about a week ago. The brothers confirm this, introducing themselves as Ash and Paul. And the girl says she knew she recognized them. She then introduces herself as Maylene, saying she saw them leaving the lab with their starters just before she got hers. Ash says that means she must have gotten Chimchar, and Maylene agrees, holding out its Pokeball. Ash says he'd love to battle her sometime, since he's also got a mind badge from Byron, but Paul cuts him off, saying that they're here for his badge, not to waste time chatting with randoms. Maylene sticks her tongue out at Paul, but Byron says that he will be ready to battle Paul just as soon as his son gets back from the Pokemon Center with his Pokemon. Paul harumps at having more delays, and storms off to the Pokemon Center. While waiting, he has his Pokemon restored to fighting shape, and even runs into Byron's young bespectacled referee, Rourke. Rourke asks if Paul is here to challenge his father, and Paul nods curtly, which makes Rourke say that he really admires Paul's strategic battling, and one day wants to be a trainer like him. Paul doesn't deign to reply to this, and so the pair sit in silence until they are both called to collect their Pokemon. Paul and Rourke then return to the gym, where they find not just Ash, but Maylene in the stands. Maylene tells Paul that Ash told her how good a battler Paul is, so she decided to stick around and see for herself. To this, Paul just shrugs and tells her to do whatever she wants. He then takes his place in the ring, with Byron asking if he remembers the rules of the gym or if he'd like a refresher. Paul says he remembers just fine, and so the rematch between Byron and Paul begins. Will Paul's rematch with Byron go any better than his first attempt? Or will he be forced to taste bitter defeat for a second time? What lesson did Paul take from Brandon? Find out next time when the journey continues.